there will be people who need you to rise to the occasion and not turn from them. Welcome to Rinse, Reflect, Repeat, the daily podcast inspired by my action-driven devotional and guide to reading the Bible through in a year, alphabetically. I'm Anita Cordell, and each day we'll walk through the Bible, discovering how even books like Leviticus and Numbers speak to our daily lives. These short devotionals are here to cleanse our hearts and transform our perspectives. So grab your Bible, open your heart, and let's journey through the living water together. It's time to rinse, reflect, and repeat. Today's devotion is called Faces in the Dark, and we are on May 2nd, and we are moving through the book of Isaiah. We are on Isaiah 4 through 6. So that is your morning rinse if you're starting this podcast right now and you're not understanding what a morning rinse is. This is just the chapters in the Bible that I've mapped out to where that if your goal is to read the Bible in a year, there's a lot of people who've never done that before. And this is what this devotional is about, is just helping people make the Bible applicable as they're reading the Bible through in a year. But you can also use this devotional just as that, a devotional where you get featured verses every day and a little excerpt about that. And also too, I know women's groups who are actually using this for a Bible study and some more added dialogue. So there's a lot of ways that you can use this devotional, and I'm so thrilled that you are here. But today's morning rinse is Isaiah 4 through 6. So we have started the book of Isaiah the second day on, and today's featured verses include Isaiah 6 verses 1 and verses 8. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. And then verse 8 says, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me. So I'm going to share with you a story that happened with me. It was about the year of 2000, and I was singing in the choir. We had this loft, and it held a couple hundred people in this choir loft. And I was attending Sheffield Family Life Center here in Kansas City at the time. And so it was a Sunday morning, and we were singing. This was during the worship service, and I had one of those epiphany moments where I literally sensed God giving me a vision. And some call it seers, some call it other things. I saw this picture, and God talks to me through pictures. He talks to me through water and various ways. And this Sunday morning, this picture came to my mind. And the worship team began singing, the worship song and leading in the congregation. And the song that they began singing was based upon this featured verse. Let me read that first part again to you. You might know the song. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. I can still hear the choir voices around me singing in this melodious harmony. I see the Lord seated on the throne. Do you know what song I'm talking about? So while I was worshiping and my eyes were closed and my hands were in the air, I was focusing on the meaning of the words, and you know, I could feel my voice blending with the other vocalists, and out of nowhere, my mind's eye could clearly see a vision of a throne on the top of a mountain, and God was sitting on the throne, and he was wearing this white robe with this long train. And this train, or another way to say it, is the hem of his robe. It extended all the way down to the bottom of the mountain that he was sitting on. And in my vision, all over this mountain were other believers, and they were standing with me, and we were all dressed in white robes or white attire, and we were all scattered around the mountain, and some were higher up on the mountain while others were lower towards the edge of the mountain. And as I glazed at this magnificent view in my mind's eye, and as my eyes were closed and listening to this song, God spoke to my heart and he told me to walk down to the bottom of his train and look over the edge of the mountain. And at first, all I could see was this just sea of darkness, you know, just black, kind of like the sky or whatever. It was just, that's all I could see was just black. And it was, he said, focus in a little more. And so I focused my eyes in and I began to see literally these faces forming all around me. I know that there was a distinct difference between the white train that I stood on and this sea of blackness on the other side of his train where all these faces were. And the sea down there was just, when I say sea, I'm using it kind of as a metaphorical type verbiage, but the sea was so thick that the faces, I couldn't make out the faces. They were very faint and just hard to see who they were. And I soon realized that these faces went on into the horizon and made up, these faces were what made up this vast mass of darkness stretching out as far as I could see. I mean, way off into the horizon, there was this sea of dark, you know, darkness, and they were all these people, the faces. And the faces in the dark, they just continued to go on like forever. And I began to hear them. And I could tell that they could see me too. And the ones that were right near me, where I stood, I looked in and I focused in, and they had their arms stretched upwards towards me and they were screaming for help. And the Lord told me to reach down and grab one. So in my mind's eye, in this vision, I reached down and I pulled one out of the darkness and I tossed this person up the train to another Christ follower. And this other Christ follower caught him and started to wipe him off. And then passed this person onto another person on the mountain for that person to kind of help wipe off. And I looked down at my hand and I had this dirt spot. My hands were actually dirty from this person's mess. And I then saw the Holy Spirit. It was like an eraser. It wiped my hand clean. And then I reached down and grabbed another hand. And I did the same thing. I pulled this hand, this person up and tossed it to somebody else. And they started wiping them clean. And the Lord told me that not every single Christian follower would be called to be at the edge of his train. And that was okay. Every single believer on the mountain had a different mission in the soul winning and discipleship and soul cleansing journey of someone. And in that moment, I knew he was calling me to the edge of this mountain. And I don't still know what that means. There's times where I have an idea. Sometimes I can catch a glimpse of this vision again when I am in the acting world and I am playing a role that not every person will want to play. I remember playing a role in a short film called Awaken. You can find that on this YouTube channel that you're watching on if you're watching this. It's called Awaken, and I played a lady who was addicted to prescription drugs and physically abused her son. And not every believer, not every Christ follower who is an actress would want to play a role like that. And so sometimes I play roles that might not necessarily be the role that is the preacher person or the evangelist person or somebody who is making life changes in these movies. Sometimes I've played roles, you know, yes, I've played roles like that. In fact, I've played Mother Mary in a short film called Shiva. And yet there are times where I have been presented with a role that feels a little more edgy. So I don't know if that's my full extent of that, but I feel like God gave me that vision to show me that, you know, sometimes he calls us to those edgy roles or those edgy things. But that's not every Christian. Not every Christian is called to do the same things that other people are going to do. And that's okay. And so where does God want you on the mountain? Can he count on you to say those last words in our morning or featured verse today where it says, send me? No matter where you are at on God's mountain of purpose, we can count on staying ministry messy, because we are, if we are truly working, we're helping other people become disciples. And that includes cleaning off people and helping them get whole. And if we keep working, we will always have this ministry mess, you know, that we experience. I mean, I'm a pastor's kid. And so growing up, I remember, I didn't know what the words were, but I remember this ministry mess or feeling ministry messy, if you will. But if we keep working at it, we're ultimately making disciples for Christ. And may we all rise to the occasion of this vision that God gave me and answer the call that says, send me. The last part of that featured verse, after the mountain and the train robe and the robe filling the temple, it says, then I heard the voice of the Lord say, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me. So the challenge today, so that you can dig a little deeper, is ask yourself what God said to you about, you know, this devotional that I read today and this specific devotion about today. Pray that you answer whatever God is calling you to do with the answer, here am I, send me. Because no matter what faces are in the dark in your life, there's going to be some. There will be faces in the dark. There will be people who need you to rise to the occasion and not turn from them. And so when you fill out your journal tonight, when you're reflecting on and pondering where you fit in on the mountain, is it a worship leader or is it on the worship team? Because do you realize how important our worship leaders and our worship team they are? They are ushering us into a realm of worship. And when we sing our songs, when we sing what is on, you know, the words that are in those songs, it's a prophetic worship. Is it Sunday school teachers? Is it some other ministry? Is it a greeter? You know, I remember walking into churches where the greeters have welcomed me so much. And that was one of the reasons I would visit again. You know, sometimes we think that our role is so little and it's insignificant. And that is a lie from the enemy. If you are willing to serve in your local church and serve out in the community and love on the people that need cleaning up and willing to get ministry messy, God will use you. And so those people that were in this vision of mine, they were screaming out in their own way. And there could be people in your life that are screaming out for help. They may need you to rise to the occasion. They may need for you to serve in a greater capacity than what you ever even thought imaginable. So in your journal, when you're writing down 2025 or whatever year this is, share anything in your heart that you might be called to do that feels like it might even be a little messy, and realize that God's empowered you to do that very thing. And only you can do it as the way he's designed it. And if you say no, he has to call somebody else to fulfill that spot. I hope today encouraged you by sharing the story of my experience and the reason why I called today Faces in the Dark. Because no matter what age, no matter what part of the journey we are on, there's always going to be faces in the dark. And some of them you may be called to pull out, and some of them you may be called to clean them off, whether that's Sunday school or Bible studies or just being an accountability partner to somebody else. You never know. So as you're listening to this and hearing my story and realizing that we all have a part to play on this mountain that God is sitting on with his throne, I hope that you all say, "Here am I, send me." And if you don't have my devotional yet, you can go to the show notes. There's a link there and you can click on it. And obviously you can get it for someone else. It's never too late to start the book and to start reading in the Word of God and start getting deeper into it and using these daily challenges to help us dig a little deeper in our heart and talk to God about some of the things that he is wanting us to do for his kingdom and to get us into a place where we are stronger together. So enjoy today, and I hope truly that, you know, this vision that I shared with you that God gave me back literally over 2 decades ago inspired you and encouraged you. And until tomorrow, keep rinsing, reflecting, and repeating. God bless you.